بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال لا يمنع جار جاره أن يغرز خشبه في جداره ثم يقول أبو هريرة ما لي أراكم عنها موعظين والله لأرمين بها بين أكتافكم متفق عليه. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala narrated Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لا يمنع جار جاره, that no person should stop his neighbor, أن يغرز خشبة في جداره, that he places a wooden beam in his wall. The word خشبة means something which is wooden, a wooden peg, wooden beam. So the neighbor wishes to hang something in his house, or build something in his house, and he requires to place a wooden beam in the wall. Now, because the wall is being shared by both the neighbors, this wooden beam that he is going to knock into his side of the wall is not going to cause any damage to the wall, it's not going to cause any taklif to the neighbor. It is something which is small, but he requires it for whatever need he has in his own property, in his own house. And although the wall is shared by both the neighbors, it's not going to cause any harm to the neighbor. So this neighbor should not stop now this neighbor from placing this beam in his wall. Khashaba, again, something that is wooden, not something that's going to cause any cracks or any problems in the wall. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala had narrated this hadith to the Sahaba radiallahu anhu jama'in, or the Tabi'in who were there. And then he says, Mali arakum anha mu'ridin. There were some people who still turned away from this practice, and they still prohibited or prevented their neighbors from doing so. So he says, why do I see you turning away from the sunnah? The people in his time, the tabi'in, who had heard this hadith, and after hearing this hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, they still did not comply, and they stopped their neighbors from doing so. So Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu became upset. And he said, how is it that I see you turning away from the sunnah? Wallahi la armiyanna biha. By Allah, I will strongly proclaim it. I will keep on mentioning it to you. La armiyanna biha bayna aktafikum. When you throw something in front of some person. So he says, I will continue placing this hadith in front of you. I will continue proclaiming this hadith very strongly to you. This is the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is a simple hadith. And therefore we are able to practice upon it, and a neighbor should not unnecessarily stop his neighbor from doing something in his own property, or if there is a barrier, a wall that is shared by both the neighbors, and this neighbor needs to require to do some renovation or something that's not going to cause any taklif to this neighbor. He's not going to drill such a big hole or some wall that the wall will collapse, or it might crack or cause some dirt coming into this person's house. If it's not so, it's something just small, khashaba, just a wooden beam, then this neighbor should not prevent him from doing so. As we mentioned the hadith before, that the neighbor has right over us, and we should fulfill his rights. وَعَنْهُ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْ أَنَّ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ قَالَ مَنْ كَانَ يُؤْمِنُ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ فَلَا يُؤْذِي جَارَهُ وَمَنْ كَانَ يُؤْمِنُ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ فَلْيُكْرِمْ ضَيْفَهُ وَمَنْ كَانَ يُؤْمِنُ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ فَلْيَقُلْ خَيْرًا أَوْ لِيَسْكُتْ مُتَّفَقٌ عَلَيْهِ. عن أبي شريح الخزاعي رضي الله عنه أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال من كان يؤمن بالله واليوم الآخر فليحسن إلى جاره ومن كان يؤمن بالله واليوم الآخر فليكرم ضيفه ومن كان يؤمن بالله واليوم الآخر فليقل خيرا أو ليسكت. رواه مسلم بهذا اللفظ. So in these two hadith, one is narrated by Imam Bukhari and Imam Muslim, and the second one, the words were that of Imam Muslim rahmatullahi alayhi in that hadith. So both these ahadith mean similar. Rasulullah says that that person who believes in Allah and the last day, then he should not harm his neighbor. فَلَا يُؤْذِي جَارَهُ. He should not give taklif to his neighbor. And whosoever believes in Allah and the last day, he should honor his guest. You have a guest coming to your house, you should honor him. Then that person who believes in Allah and the last day, he should speak good or remain silent. If you are unable to benefit any person or speak some kind words and good words, then you rather remain silent. And the second hadith, the person who believes in Allah and the day of Qiyamah, فَلْيُحْسِنْ إِلَىٰ جَارِهِ. He should do good to his neighbor. So the difference in the word, the first one said, فَلَا يُؤْذِي جَارَهُ, he should not harm his neighbor. And the second hadith says that he should do good to his neighbor. And that person who believes in Allah in the last day, he should honor his guests. And whoever believes in Allah in the last day, he should speak good or remain silent. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat. It is simple to control our tongues. Either we speak good, that's going to be beneficial to people, or we rather remain silent, because that will only cause us benefit and others also around us benefit. And when we have guests, then we should honor our guests, feed the guests, entertain the guests. We must be good hosts and not such that we give the guest a cold shoulder. We hardly even entertain him. Obviously, this is his right over us. He's a believer. He has come to a home. We should honor him. And the important thing today's hadith, that we should not cause any harm or taklif to our neighbors. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.